Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
Are you able to see where our listeners are located geographically? Does it tell you like how many people
states? But
there are
VPNs
places,
it.
Yeah, you can go into the stats and see that.
What about states? Or is it just countries?
I think I've only ever seen countries.
I've only seen countries.
I want to know if we have any listeners in Colorado. I'd love emails of their opinions
on
what's going on in their
state.
Did? Yeah.
Well, everybody I know in Colorado would probably feel as we do.
How many people do you know in Colorado?
A lot. Well, we have family.
Fair amount. I mean, not just
family. We do have, yeah, that's true.
Not just family, but a lot of people that I've known in California, like through Florence Avenue, a lot of those people have moved to Colorado.
Hmm.
Colorado and Idaho seems to be a place that people go
Idaho
to.
Idaho is definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you did not hear.
Because you've been literally living under a rock.
No, you'd be surprised that people don't pay attention.
You'd be surprised at how many people live under rocks.
Or they just get their news here. What if they get their news
here?
Can
we just call them
Patrick?
And
they need to know. Yeah. They need to know that the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to keep Trump off the ballot. And there are other states that have been working on this as well.
Yeah, one of them is Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, California, yeah. New Mexico is what I saw reported.
Michigan is the first really presidential election problematic one.
That's true. That would, yeah. So they cited Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which bars anyone who engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States from running for office.
My favorite part is it doesn't even include the office of the president.
Correct. And this was specifically for the Civil War, to keep Confederates out of office.
Yeah.
Even though Confederates
participated in the Civil War.
And Trump did not participate in insurrection. So that's, and basically they said, we don't have to have him convicted. We just get to decide. So this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and
it goes beyond that, though.
Don't hold your breath.
Not only has he not been convicted of insurrection, he's never been charged with insurrection. It's that charge
yet.
Has never even been made. And
yet.
That's true.
Not a single one of all of the like 1,100 people that have been arrested for the January 6th Capitol riot, not a single one of them has ever been charged with insurrection.
That is a good point.
Not only that, I was listening to somebody break this down and reading the opinion that they put out. They went back to things that Trump said over 4 years ago and said that proved about, you know, his insurrectioniness. And then yet, so they're looking at stuff that's over statements were made for over 4 years ago and then ignoring the statement made on January 6th, where he said peacefully and patriotically protest. I mean, it's absurd, but then a lot of things are. But you know, I don't think we should take this attitude. Oh, well, it won't matter because one, Colorado would have gone, you know, wouldn't have gone for Trump anyways. And the Supreme Court will throw it out. That's not the point. The point that they would even do this is just not acceptable in a constitutional republic. It is not acceptable, period. We can't have states doing this.
Right. Your governors, lieutenant governors, AGs. State assembly people and tell them to hold Biden to the same standard that they're holding Trump. I have already written my representative in the state assembly. What do we need to do to get the process started to remove Biden from the ballot in Ohio?
I heard something about Texas.
Yeah,
in regards to the
Texas
border.
Texas lieutenant governor has already talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Ron DeSantis may have hinted at it in Florida, too.
He did. In a campaign speech, he said, that's fine, then we should remove Biden from the ballot.
I completely agree with that. I don't think this is what we want, but if they're going to do it, we have to show them.
It's not.
We have to show them that it's pointless, because if you do it, we do it. And then you do it, then we do it, and then you do it, then we do it. It just, it gets us nowhere. This is not how we want to govern ourselves. The problem is that Republicans are Democrats. There's no, other than a handful of them, there's no difference, because they're all motivated by the same thing: remaining in power and making some money. That there's no difference between the two of them. I'm really think I'm going to re-register just as an independent.
You know, is it open primary in Ohio? Do you get to vote? Well, then you won't even get to vote in a primary.
I know.
Doesn't I still matter. Want to vote in the I still want to vote in a primary. It doesn't right now, because Donald Trump,
Is going to be the nominee. Trump is going to be the nominee.
That's a problem with the two party. If they just had the open primaries, I think a lot more people would.
There are states that have open primaries.
There are, yes.
Yes, there'd be a lot more independents, but yeah. I want to vote in a primary, so unfortunately.
Yeah, but I wish that they would, because then maybe you could actually start to, you know, go outside of just the two parties.
Unless something that's really unforeseen happened in Iowa, like DeSantis really, you know, winning in a very convincing manner, that would really flip the script. But other than that, I just don't see where this thing gets changed.
You're talking about people running outside the two parties, not people voting outside the two parties. Because unless people are willing to run outside of the two parties, it's not going to change people voting outside the two parties, because people will still run in those two parties if they see that it's beneficial to them, even with an open primary. Because I don't know of anyone outside of the Republican label that I would vote for anyway. So it really wouldn't change how I vote in the slightest.
This large number of independents out there that you were like, oh, if I ran as independent, there's actually a chance. Like, there's a lot of people that...
That's what I'm saying.
That are not identifying as a party, so they might vote for me anyway.
I'm saying the only way it matters is if it convinces more people to run outside the two parties.
And if there was somebody I really liked that was actually conservative and they did that, 100%, I would even like them even more.
They should.
If they said, I don't want to be identified with the Republican Party anymore.
I agree.
If they want to start another party, they literally should name it like the Conservative Party or the Constitution Party.
Okay, they have a conservative party in the UK. It's England, or right? In the UK.
Yeah.
And it's not very conservative.
Right. But they're conservative and our conservative, it's not.
Conservatism is relative.
But I would do it, change to independent, to make just my little speck of a comment to the RNC. It's like, I'm not playing your game anymore. Screw you. You can't just take me for granted. They take us for granted the way that the Democrat Party takes African Americans for granted. I mean, they just assume you're going to show up and vote for them no matter what slop they put before you. And that's the trouble with the two-party system. You get your choice. You can vote for cow manure or pig manure. There's no difference.
There are a very small handful of people that I do think in the Republican Party who I do think are good.
Yes,
one of them, and you know where I'm going with this.
Oh my goodness.
Is Chip Roy.
Yes.
Chip Roy has just been almost beyond reproach. There's been a couple things that got pointed out. He was involved in, he wanted to get rid of Ken Paxton, the AG of Texas, a little prematurely. You know, maybe he went to let's get rid of Ken Paxton, but other than that, He's a 98% Liberty score, and he has voted with Republicans 100% of the time. And Donald Trump attacked him for supporting DeSantis. So he basically just, on the campaign trail, endorsed DeSantis.
Yeah, because Trump is so petty.
You hear about Trump being transactional, and I get that. But this is like ultra, super, duper, mega, maga, you know, transactionalism on steroids. It's absurd in the highest order to do this. I don't know how he thinks this. I don't know who this benefits him with.
No, I don't know. Trump truthed, is that what it's called?
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
We need truth on. Has any smart and energetic Republican in the great state of Texas decided to run in the primary against Rhino Congressman Chip Roy? For the right person, he is very beatable. If interested, let me know. 3 exclamation points. What?
Well, it also shows that Trump isn't paying any attention, because it's beyond the deadline of when you could file to even run against Chip Roy at this point in Texas.
So I sent to them, along with this, that my voting timeline, unfortunately, is 2016, hold my nose and vote for Trump. Didn't like him, really, but he wasn't Hillary. 2020, gladly voted for Trump. 2024, probably hold my nose and vote for Trump. We're full circle, back around to, I don't want to vote for him. He makes me so mad.
When I saw people that were supporting his tweet about calling Chip Roy a rhino and he should
be insane.
Okay, here's what it made me realize. You've always said that there are nut jobs, Trump supporters. And you know, I always like, yeah. But when I saw people agreeing with him in the comments they were making, it's like, oh yeah, there are full blown lunatics that support Trump. That are every as bad
people,
as the lunatics on the left.
I saw several people recommending to censure Chip Roy.
Well, the one that got me
for what?
For this.
The one
for endorsing DeSantis.
That doesn't make
sense. No, you can't censure him for that.
It doesn't make sense. I can't comprehend.
The one that got me was the people calling Trump a kingmaker. I'm like, what?
Yeah, remember
did
the
you,
red
did
wave?
Did you pay attention
you
to the down ballots in 2020 and 2022?
Yeah. Every person
awesome,
that he
right?
endorsed.
I mean, are you insane? This is where these people are at. And I know this is going to be, Cassidy may have never heard this. I know Cade's heard it. Do you remember Mike Tyson like freaking out, calling some dude the gay slur F word, and I'm going to like rape you anally or something? Do you remember that clip of him? It was
no.
So bizarre. I mean, that's Mike Tyson. He's just like, that's what these people view Trump as. Their support for him is doing that to the Democrat Party.
Oh, to
it's
the left.
It's so freaking extreme. I can't, it's just.
And you want to know, I got to thinking about this today when I heard people talking about how them removing Trump from the ballot in Colorado and all these indictments and all the other, you know, persecution that they are doing to Trump. They're saying, oh, well, it's helping him. Let me explain to you how much it's helping him. I was furious. Dad knows. I was furious about the Chip Roy thing. I mean, incensed. It made me just despise Donald Trump again. Then they pulled him off the ballot in Colorado, and I forgot all about that. That's how angry I am about that. It's 100% right. Everything they're doing to Trump is helping his case. Because just like that, in an instant, I was like, let's give him Trump.
I agree that it's helping him. However, it does not make me want to vote the stuff.
No, it doesn't make me want to vote for him. It doesn't make me want to vote for him. But a little bit on the inside, I'm like, when they get Trump as president, they deserve it. When they lose their minds, they deserve it. And a little bit of me wants to give them Trump because of what they're doing. And so as angry as I was, within one day, they pulled him off the ballot. And I was like, let's give him Trump. I don't like him, but let's do it to spite them.
You know, today I was thinking about some of the things we said last week about Biden, you know, in the conversation about what if he died. And then I was like, even if they put him up and he got elected, there's no way that man could live 4 more years, right?
Not a chance.
No.
5 years. And so are they going to be replacing his running mate?
Yes.
Because they don't want for this next election.
Oh, I don't know.
They don't want Kamala, right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
And they have to know the chance that he dies.
Yeah. Whoever the vice president is
going to
be president.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. This is, I know, ultimate cynicism, but they just need to find the person that they think is most likely to get elected, because it doesn't matter if he dies the day after. They have control of who goes in that spot. That's all they need. They'll worry about who goes into it after, you know, when the time comes. But they need to have control of the position of the presidency.
Well, they can't. It'd be Kamala. They couldn't.
Okay.
Do anything about that.
Well, but maybe a year or two down the road they can. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say if they get Kamala in there, you don't think they're going to run her the way they run Joe?
Of course.
Okay. So what difference does it make?
She's so unlike. Listen to what we're going to have to hear all the
look
time.
Look at what we have to. Look, Joe Biden right now is ultra unlikable. He's got negatives, you know.
Okay, but he has a little. There's a little bit of sympathetic in his senility because he's old. Because
he's old.
So you give him a little bit of a break. Oh, he doesn't make any sense because he's old. However, can you imagine listening to
this? Explain this. Explain this to me.
Okay, she's high. She is high as can be in this clip.
I think so. I was going to say, even though she may not totally need it, she's on the same drugs as Joe Biden, and it makes her say this.
I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Yeah.
She's high.
Genius. No, I agree.
I promise you. She is high.
She's on something.
She's not on medical highness the way that Joe is. She's coked out. She's either coked out or she is really stoned. When you cannot connect your thoughts like that, you know, in an articulate manner, that's what's going on.
That's wild. So maybe they'd remove her for that.
But we still have Joe. But we still also do have Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is still an idiot.
Are we expecting a hostage deal anytime soon?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, where?
Over in. I was talking about.
You're talking about. We're pushing it. There's no expectation at this point, but we are pushing.
So if you can't hear, the reporter at first goes, are we expecting a hostage negotiation at some point? And Joe Biden goes, yes. And he goes, the reporter's like, we're surprised.
Oh,
and he's
really?
Like, oh, yeah. We are. And he's like, whoa, wait, where? What do you mean where?
Are there more places than in Gaza where Americans are being held hostage?
Maybe he was thinking about the prisoner swap we just had with Venezuela.
When?
I hadn't heard about that.
Just recently.
One. Okay, well, maybe
why are we swapping prisoners with Venezuela?
Americans that were in jail in Venezuela.
Yeah, but what are we giving them? And were they in jail because they broke the law? Well, it's Venezuela. Probably not. But anyway, he just goes, wait, where? Don't you think you should have asked that before you enthusiastically said yes?
We released an ally of Venezuelan President Maduro in a swap for 10 jailed Americans.
Whoa. That's a deal.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was a good guy that we gave them.
It wasn't like when we gave Russia the Merchant of Death for a washed-up WNBA
Fat
player.
Leonard. Wait, the guy that we gave them? His name is Fat Leonard.
He's the new logo for Southwest Airlines.
He orchestrated the largest corruption scandal in U.S. Navy history.
What?
There you go. That's what it says.
Is he a spy? Did we just let a spy go?
Oh, I do remember Fat Leonard. Now that rings a bell with a Navy thing. I remember that.
Was it not that long ago? Was it when you were at?
No, it was. I think it's. I don't know, but I remember hearing about it. Maybe they used it in our training about stuff.
Don't be a so fat like Leonard.
Don't get Fat Leonarded.
Like at other workplaces, they make you sit through like the sexual harassment stuff. And, you know, workplace, like, time stealing. And in that, in your department, they're like, don't do espionage.
Yeah.
Here's three simple steps to not accidentally commit espionage. You sit down and do, like, one of those generic workplace training videos about Fat Leonard.
It doesn't say why the Americans were arrested that I've seen yet.
Well, it was Venezuela, so almost certainly it wasn't legitimate.
Right.
You know what has struck me from the beginning about the Gaza-Hamas situation with the taking of hostages and some of them being Americans? this is the first time I ever remember that we would have hostages taken by some other country and not threaten a military response. I don't have any recollection of that ever happening. And we've done, as I mean, publicly, as far as we know, we've done nothing. I don't, when did that change happen in the way that we go about dealing with situations like that? We don't allow other nations and other terrorist groups to take American hostages.
So the whole like carrier group that we had and some of the like special operations and stuff that were in the Mediterranean, were they just there to remove people from that were still inside Israel? Because there weren't really any, I don't know if there were commercial flights going in and out of Israel at the time. So those people were not there to rescue anyone from Gaza. They were there just to move people out of Israel.
The way it was explained, the initial presence of the carrier battle groups there were to detour, what's the other up in the...
wasn't it Yemen?
But the other terror...
No, Lebanon.
Hezbollah.
Lebanon. Hezbollah and them from getting involved.
It's the Houthis from Yemen that are now causing trouble.
Right. And I...
Yeah, but we know that they were at least doing training for evacuations because that's how that Black Hawk crashed into the Med and killed those operators because they were running training for evacuations. So there were at least, you know, maybe we wouldn't have heard about that even at all if they wouldn't have had the accident and died. So maybe they are doing stuff that they're not saying.
Maybe. I know this Houthi thing, and we're spending like $2 million a missile to shoot down 2995 rockets that the Houthis are shooting is ridiculous. Just go take out the Houthis.
I know. We need to, yeah.
The, where they're launching their cheap rockets from, just blow those up one time and be done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did see that they were talking about doing airstrikes in Yemen for that exact reason. That was just a couple days ago, to strike ahead of time so that they don't have to keep intercepting the rocket barrage. But I never, got any confirmation that they did it.
Like trade lines and supply lines, that's a major issue.
Yeah, there are.
And if the U.S. shows that we're not going to defend it and stop them, then China's going to be like, okay.
There's already shipping companies that have said they're going to take different routes, and it's going to add tremendously to the time, which is going to add tremendously to the cost of the goods that now are being shipped on those other routes.
Do you think it's why fuel spiked a little bit just in the last couple of days? Yeah. Because it had gone down around here.
I don't understand why it was going down.
It had gone down around here to like 240, and then it shot
it was like
back
220
up
here,
like 35 cents in a day.
Yeah, same.
I know
which I didn't understand why there was conflict in Middle East and the gas was going down.
Because we don't get our fuel from Israel.
Yeah, but I feel like whenever there's any kind of conflict in the whole region.
Well. I mean, obviously, the Biden administration is doing whatever they can to try to bring down some costs because as we head into an election year. So I heard somebody say the other day that we are, and I forget which missile system weapon it was, that we are 7 years. It would take 7 years to produce what we need to get back up to the level that we need to be at our current production rates of those weapons.
Were they talking about what we're using right now?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Was it Standard Missile?
Don't
was
worry.
Was it Standard Missile 2?
Don't worry. We're not going to need any of those.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it were Standard Missile 2.
So, whatever, I think it was what they're shooting down the Houthi missiles with. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think it was part of the same story.
What does a Patriot system launch?
Be that or Tomahawks.
What does a Patriot system launch? Do you know? Can you say?
I don't know. These are the ones I worked on. They're launched out of the ship. Like they're in.
Yeah, they have like silos in the ship.
In destroyers and cruisers. They're in the silos of the ship.
Is it the same thing as Patriot, but on a ship?
I don't know about Patriot.
Patriot missile defense system.
Right, but these are Tomahawks and Standard missiles.
They use Tomahawks to intercept just some dumb little rocket coming in?
That's what they shoot. probably.
That is like a massive waste.
I said they said that what they're shooting these missiles down with are $2.1 million per missile.
A standard missile would be even more.
Why can't SeaWiz shoot it down?
Well, that's what I've wondered, unless the range is so far out.
Okay, it could be.
Because SeaWiz is just 308.
Yeah, but it's going to have a limited range. You can't shoot something out of the sky 30 miles away that you've detected with SeaWiz. SeaWiz is a defense for incoming missiles
for like
to
ship
at your
to ship.
Right, yes.
Or like aircraft to ship or something.
Yeah.
Like it's coming at your ship. Right in your group.
Right. They use SeaWiz.
Yeah, you're right. Instead of launching one Tomahawk per, you know, dollar store rocket that's coming in, just use one Tomahawk to blow up 100 rockets at their launch site.
Exactly. And a bunch of Houthis.
That would be nice.
And his blowfish. Get them all.
Cassie,
you don't know Hootie and the Blowfish?
You don't know who Hootie and the Blowfish
okay.
are?
Hootie. Okay. I thought they were like Houthis.
Yeah, it is.
With it. Okay.
It's actually like Houthis, isn't it? Like Houthis is how it's spelled.
I don't know.
Babylon B should definitely do
Houthis and the Blowfish.
Houthis and the Blowfish?
Babylon B should do an article where they Photoshop Darius Rucker's face onto like a dude in a turban.
The climate stuff. Have you guys heard this now to where we are being blamed? Our breathing?
Our breath, okay. Yes.
I have a way to illustrate and end this climate nonsense once and for all. I want you to just calm your mind, clear your mind, focus, concentrate, be clear, and then I want you to say...
Cade looks like he's really doing it.
And then I want you to say out loud to yourself, my breathing and cow farts are destroying the planet. Just listen to yourself say that. And if you don't hear how utterly absurd that is, then you're mentally ill. Not utterly, utterly.
My breath and cow farts are destroying the planet.
See, people, though, are going to say that, and they're truly going to believe it.
Then they're mentally ill. If you hear yourself say something like that, that's been going on since the beginning of time, and you now think that's destroying the planet, you are mentally ill.
There's so many more people now.
It doesn't matter. I figured working this out actually yesterday. We now have 8 billion people on the planet. And we assume that over the history of time, there's been like, you know, hundreds of billions of people that have lived. That's not the case at all. It's maybe like 20 billion. Reducing
methane. Nice callback. And the scientists have proven that it works. It works. Reducing methane.
Methane. We can reduce emissions by more than a third.
I like that the verse actually talks about cow farting.
I know.
Farting.
I was pretty bummed when I played it that this didn't have the cow fart part.
I mean, and these same people, I wish they would stop and realize that what they're saying is we need to eliminate you.
And themselves.
Well, no. Look, they're not going to eliminate themselves. They're going to eliminate
you. If you're really passionate about it.
They don't want to eliminate all people.
Volunteer. You have to volunteer.
They don't want to eliminate all people. They want to eliminate about 7 billion people.
Maybe
7.5 billion people.
No, this kind of initiative has to be something that's volunteered for.
But, I mean, you do realize that, though, right? See, and everybody thinks with all this this global corporate capture and all this, they you know, these companies, they want to get bigger. I literally heard somebody saying about how we only need about, you know, like around the world, there's like 40, 50 companies all competing or whatever, probably more than that in some particular field. We only need about maybe 10 or 12. We don't need all those others, and that's enough. But it's not about the money. It's not about getting an exclusive, you know, a hold on the market to where you're making all the money for these globalists. The globalists, yeah, they like the money, don't get me wrong, but it's more about the security that we will never face competition. That's why they want to eliminate so much and control things on a global basis. It's not primarily so they make more money. It's so that we never have to be threatened with competition, and we can always have our way with
whatever
we want.
They want.
Exactly.
Yeah, they could, you know, any initiative, any,
right.
You know, whatever.
We always assume it's money, but that's not the primary. That's secondary. It's more
control.
About control.
It's power.
Yes. Just simply so that their lives will be easier. They don't ever have to be threatened by anyone, you know, challenging their ideas and their ways about how to do things.
And
I
so
mean,
they
literally want to run the world.
7/8 of the planet.
Yeah.
Don't vaccinate your kids, folks.
Yeah. I remember I was thinking about that actually with you. But you're doing a midwife, right?
Yeah, and we are reading a book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan, and I actually feel like it's a pretty balanced book.
Well, my concern was if you went into the hospital, they'll just come in and they'll just see that you're not up to date on some particular shots, and they'll just bring them in and stick them in your arm. They do that without even notifying you with what's going on, and that's why. And I remembered.
That's why you have to advocate for yourself,
right.
People.
And that's why I remember that.
And that's why you never leave your children.
Yes.
You don't let them out of your arms when you're at the doctor in the hospital and
yes.
stuff.
A needle in my kid's arm without my say-so is lethal force. I consider it lethal force because I don't know what you're giving them. I will violently stop you.
Well, I certainly...
Not a joke.
They wouldn't be able to carry it out.
And we're back.
Should we make a fake advertisement to put in the middle of the...
No.
That's what, like, Rush used to have those... remember Rush used to have those spots? Spatula City! And all
the
stuff
the
like
right one,
stupid
though.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, Cassidy.
Yes?
Have you heard this state flag story?
No.
Did you...
I only saw a Babylon Bee reference to it.
It's insane.
Crazy.
The
I mean,
state.
The Minnesota flag that they're considering is, like, basically the Somalia flag with a little triangle added at the end of it.
Yes. That is what this looks like. What's their current flag?
The seal of Minnesota.
Right.
A blue flag
right.
with the seal on it.
Well, Minnesota, they have...
Yes.
No, that's Detroit where they have...
That's
No, in Minneapolis, too. They have like their own Sharia.
Right. That's where Ilhan Omar is.
Yeah, that's where Ilhan Omar
right.
is from.
And that's where they play the call to prayer over
right.
the
And she's Somali, isn't she?
City.
She's Somalian.
Yes. Is that another
and
word for marrying
married
your brother?
To her brother.
Yeah.
I thought that was Kentucky.
Wouldn't be such a scandal if she was a representative from Kentucky.
Wait, why is the guy that is the commission chair, who's a brand designer by occupation, so I'm guessing he's involved in the designing, his name is Luis Fitch. That does not sound Somalian.
No, but there's a Somalian pointing a gun at him while he's designing it.
Either that or paying him money.
This Tuesday, we get a flag, guys. I can tell you that right now. That's what he told reporters. This Tuesday, we have a flag. Then the people start celebrating.
Last Tuesday, we had a flag.
Wait, we open some beers, champagne, and have a good party. I don't think that they drink.
The Muslims aren't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, this is basically... So
what
are you
prompted
saying,
this?
So
what?
Is this the same thing as how, you know, liberal white people will feel like this white guilt and they'll go out of their way to do things that they think help black people that black people want no part of? So this white person is like, hey, we have the highest Somali population in the country. I think this should be our new state flag. Is that what's got
apparently
happening?
Because the person who submitted this design is named Andrew Pricker and he's super white.
Yeah, this is just one of those like we know what's best for you.
Okay, but here's the thing, that man on his own is not doing this.
No,
he's being used by the Somali community. The Islamic communities that are getting large enough, they are doing this. They are taking over our nation. This
right,
is
but how do they influence this kid? Is just some he's like in his grandma's kitchen because they're in the picture they submitted because there's a plate on the wall behind him that looks like he's in his grandma's kitchen.
Okay, because he's stupid. He has white guilt. He's been educated
that's it.
This
it's
way.
It's the white guilt thing. He
but,
thinks
but,
he's
but
virtue
my point
signaling.
Is it is the Islamic community that is approaching these people and using them. This is a method of conquering us.
Correct. Correct.
And they are doing it intentionally.
Yes. The Muslim faith, they get into, when they're in an area, when they are not the majority, they just, they don't create, you know, problem, whatever, they do their thing. But as they, and then they work to convert people. And as they convert people, once they have a large enough, it is, they have to, it's part of the thing. When they get a large enough population, they will
exert their influence.
Yes.
And we're too weak to say, you're in America, no, screw you, we're not doing that.
In Texas, if you want to be in Somalia,
if you want to live in Somalia, go to Somalia.
But they're going to change the blue to green.
We're going to have this just north of us if it continues in Perrysburg. I mean, you've already got it just north of them in Dearborn.
Dearborn is bad. Dearborn's a lot.
I don't know why.
Dearborn is culturally changed. It's not the same.
There was a video of a man in England several days ago, a Muslim immigrant on top of a Christian church, physically tearing down a cross. Did you see that?
Where?
In England. He was on top of this old, you know, long established ancient Christian church. It had a big cross on it that was probably about 8 feet tall or something. And he's up there and he's just working and tearing it off, knocking it down off the church. He should have been shot off of the church.
They can't do that there.
Well, I don't care. They should. That's what should happen. That's what
I'm
saying.
You throw rocks at him until he falls.
And then they're going out into the streets in England and having their prayers where they kneel down and do their prayer time and just shut everything down. And nobody will do anything about it. It's intentional. They could go to a mosque. They could go to a park. They could go but they don't. They go out into the streets to shut them down. And nobody will do anything about it.
Okay, the commissioner? Because there's mixed opinions about this flag. And just the design. Some people are just like, it's boring or whatever. He said, this is a quote from the article, a lot of people are going to say, I don't see it. And they're going to be negative. But give them 6 months. Give them a year. And then the younger generations are more open-minded. And that is 100% what they...
The younger generations who are all Somalian at that point will be like, yeah, we like that.
No, that's how they're doing everything now.
He's explaining how it works. He's explaining how it works. And he's correct, but that doesn't make it right.
No, I know. No. I'm saying...
people who say that that's not what's happening, he literally just described the conspiracy of white replacement theory that they talk about all the time because it's their theory. They created the theory. And he's describing white replacement theory to us right in front of our faces and saying, don't worry, the people who replace you will like it.
I'm going to become a Penn State fan. Do you know why? Because their uniforms have not changed my entire life. And it's black and it's white. And there's nothing on the helmet, and there's no name, or whatever, navy blue and white. And there's nothing on the helmet, there's no names on the back of their jerseys, they just go out there and they play.
I like Alabama. No, they have names on the back of their jerseys now.
They do?
Ever since they made that a rule after they were trying to revamp when Franklin got there and was raising their program from the dead, they actually thought that it would increase... Yeah. Recruitment if
kids
they allowed the players to have
their
name on the
That's
back of their
true.
Jersey.
That's true.
So ever since then, they have. But you're right. Before that, they did not. Other than that, though, they're exactly the same. And the other team is like Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama's uniform has never changed. It's crimson and it's white and it's number on the side of the helmet.
Yeah.
And you know a team that we really hate? And they never wear the same uniform twice, I swear.
Oregon. Yeah. I noticed that the Colts had their horseshoes moved around to the back of
the
helmet.
They have done that for a while. These are like a throwback, but they're the new uniform. And I don't like them.
Yeah,
I don't either.
The blue helmet thing they were doing for a while, too, is also a throwback, apparently.
Also, their logo on Fox or NBC or whatever it was like a horse bucking on the bottom of the screen.
Is that old?
That's old school. Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is how bad I am, though. I still frequently refer to the Colts as Baltimore. it's been 40 years since they left Baltimore.
People were making comments. So when Tennessee, that franchise moved from Houston, right? And they were the Oilers. And they moved and they stayed the Oilers for like, I don't know, a year or two or whatever. And they changed the name, right? And now there's a new team in Houston. They played each other. And Tennessee was wearing their Oilers uniforms.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's funny.
That's weird. It is funny. But they also lost. So that's bad. Bad look. But people were saying that this should be a game.
Ooh, that means they lost to Case Keenum.
Yeah, because CJ Stroud was out. Yeah. This should be a game for the uniforms. Like, winner gets to wear the uniforms. The loser never gets to wear those uniforms.
Well, the Texans would have to change their name, right?
I was going
to
say, the Texans don't want to be, they don't want to be the Oilers.
Well, you would just wear them, you could have the opportunity to wear them as a...
I'm surprised they let anyone wear the Oilers uniform anymore, because the only thing that anyone thinks of when they think of the Oilers is O.J. Simpson.
No.
What about the Bills?
I think
that's
the
Bills.
Are sweet.
That's the Bills. Yeah. That's right.
The Oilers uniforms.
The Oilers is cool. Earl Campbell.
Okay.
Earl Campbell, Dan Pastorini. Yeah, those guys.
Okay, I don't know any Oilers
Bum Phillips.
I know Earl Campbell.
He was the coach. Those
Did
guys
you
were
say
the heyday.
Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips. He's what's the Phillips defensive coordinator guy?
I don't know.
He's Wade Phillips's father. Well, I mean, Wade Phillips is really old now too, but yeah. Yeah, Bum Phillips was the Oilers coach. He wore a cowboy hat on the sidelines and cowboy boots. And did you see the letter that Gavin Newsom wrote in response to some gun ruling by the California Supreme Court?
No.
You hadn't heard about that? I'm shocked. It was usually you're the guy that's always up on that. I was wanting you to tell me what the deal with that was.
I know that there's been a bunch of legal cases that have overturned their assault weapons bans.
Yeah, today's the 21st, right?
Magazine capacity bans.
This is December 20th, so yesterday, from the Governor Newsom's statement on concealed carry ruling. Says, defying common sense, this ruling outrageously calls California's data-backed gun safety efforts repugnant. What is repugnant is the ruling which greenlights the proliferation of guns in our hospitals, libraries, and children's playground spaces, which should be safe for all. California will keep fighting to defend our laws and to enshrine a right of safety in the Constitution. The lives of our kids depend on it.
Okay. Well, your hospitals, libraries, and playgrounds are not safe. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Also, what's repugnant is you.
Yeah, I am. Can I get in trouble for admitting breaking a law on a podcast?
What's the statute of limitations on that one?
Well, let's just say that a person who qualifies for a concealed carry and carrying a gun into one of those spaces is not the same as somebody who goes in with the intent of a gun to cause violence.
I'm sorry.
Those are two completely different things.
Somebody who doesn't apply for a concealed carry permit at all, but carries the gun knowing that it is only for their protection and the protection of their family, is completely different than someone who is a criminal with a gun. They're going to carry it regardless. It makes zero sense to make someone even apply for a concealed carry permit. Because, show me an instance in which someone committed some crime, even like a crime of passion, all of a sudden, who was a concealed carry holder. And so, and just because they happened to have their gun with them, because they had a concealed carry, they committed some act of violence. It doesn't happen.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I've been taking the Hillsdale Constitution course, the free course online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just decided to, hey, they offer all this stuff. I should do it.
I know.
So I got 100 on my last test.
And he passed the bar.
The first two lectures were kind of they were dry, just setting things up. But the third one was much more interesting. Maybe that's why I got 90s on my other ones. I got 100 on this one. Maybe it's because it was more interesting to me.
Well, don't worry. You don't have to worry about you know, needing a gun in California because they're going to give guns to the cops. Migrants, yeah, right? Yeah,
make them cops.
What?
Who are going to serve as police.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Illinois.
Well, California's looking at doing it now, too.
I thought you were going to say that they, like, that's part of their, like, introduction package when you come across the border.
Hey, if you come across the border in Texas now, it's a state crime. We can arrest you. However, how just stupid, ironic
that's
is
funny.
The statement?
That's it's funny because I haven't seen him arrest anyone in Eagle Pass.
This is brand new. Abbott just signed this. A bill that makes it a state crime to enter Texas illegally,
right.
Which should be an obvious statement. Right. Seeing as the word illegal.
We're going to make illegal something illegal. We're going to make it illegal.
Yeah. But basically, they signed it. They passed it and signed it.
It's because the feds won't enforce the law.
To give themselves a little more ability to do something.
They broke the record at Eagle Pass yesterday.
Right. After they just broke it last
12,600.
Week. 12,600. Right. And I saw one where this massive group of people are coming in and they're all Chinese men.
Cassidy. Have you seen how far Eagle Pass is from your house?
I know that we are in South Texas.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah. But all those people are getting sent to our airport. So.
Yeah, I see all these people reporting in the airports of all these massive groups of immigrants.
Their boarding passes say no name given. Did you see that? They're not even taking their names. They're not recording them at all. They're just giving them tickets without names on them.
So I can't carry a bottle of water that I purchased out beyond the gate onto a plane, but this person has no name. They can get on the plane and fly.
Yes, completely unknown entity. Put them on a plane, fly them where they want to go.
When are we going to say, just people just literally go, I don't know. I guess there are too many people living under rocks. They don't know this stuff is going on. We know it because we pay attention, but you're right. We have a people problem that people just don't know. I mean, here's one thing I just want to say to people, this is my little public service announcement. Okay, Randy's PSA. This is the kind of thing I would say to our church occasionally. You can't do nothing and think everything is just going to work out. You can't do that any longer. It's only going to get worse until people stand up and push back in a political, financial, you know, whatever sense. You can't just do nothing. It's only they are actively working to make us something different than the United States, and the Constitution no longer applies. You can't do nothing and just think, oh, it'll just work out and we'll be America. No, it absolutely will not. And just the second part of that is, if you haven't yet done it, you really do need to prepare because this is the road we're going down. It's not going to be the country that you have known. At least start buying some canned goods that will last and some vacuum packed flour or rice or something. You need to start preparing in some regard. I'm not serious because don't come knocking on my door. I'm not taking food from my grandchildren to feed you because you didn't prepare.
What about food stocks?
They raised villages in fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Shot cattle and dogs for fun, poisoned food stocks, and generally ravaged the countryside of South Vietnam.
They're going to...
Okay, but the food stocks, that's no different than what's-her-face saying Asians. Asians and instead
Asians,
of ages.
Asians and genders.
Okay, so speaking of preparedness... Actually, in this closet, we have two large storage containers of MREs that Cole's just acquired and not used. But we went to a Christmas party with the other nurses in his cohort, and we did like a white elephant, and somebody wrapped up an MRE and they taped like a gift card to it, and it was everybody like laughed hysterically, right? And then nobody. It's like they didn't want the MRE. But there's a gift card, so people... But we were like, we'll take the MRE.
No
kidding. We'll put it in our... Yeah.
I'd be like, this is the best gift here. What are you talking about? So don't be a Patrick. Patrick Starr living under a rock.
And really do write to your representatives. You need to start seeing what you can do as far as convincing local and state level governments to enact policies countering the nonsense that you see on a federal level. if we practiced real federalism, you could just shut down what the federal government is doing. So write your representatives, tell them what you think, see if any of your state assembly people can start working on getting Biden taken off the ballot in your state. Except for you listeners in California, good luck with that. Also, leave California.
Well, somehow, wait a minute. I live in Texas. Somehow I live in Texas and I live in a military town, and our congressman, I don't know about our state representative, is a Democrat. Explain that to me. I wonder how many of the military transplants don't vote in this state.
Military has gone full woke, so I mean,
your district doesn't bleed
not
into
just the normal, like if you know the people that Cole just interacts with and stuff.
Your district doesn't bleed into like Austin suburbs, does it? You have to look up your actual district.
No,
map.
Austin's not that far south, is it?
No, Austin. No, it's a little bit north of us.
Yeah,
and
not
it's
a
close.
Lot.
It is
not
very
a lot.
Close.
No.
Okay,
your district could like population wise, you could be touching Austin. Because where you're at on the northeast side of San Antonio, that's in the direction of Austin.
Right, it is.
It's possible that your district touches Austin suburbs, and that's the reason why.
It might not be that hard to get Biden off of the ballot in California. You do have Gavin Newsom, who wants to be the president as the governor of the state.
It's too late. He can't do anything about it. The Democrat Party would never allow that, and he'll do whatever they say. But still, write your congressman, write your representatives.
It's going to be 2020. We think 2023 was bad. 2024 is going to be nuts.
I thought you were going to say without 2020.
Yeah, 2020
was bad.
Yeah, it's the election years that are super crazy. This is going to be, this summer is going to be insane compared to the summer of 2020.
I think
that was absurd.
Yeah.
They burned down buildings.
Courthouses,
like
police stations.
35 people were killed in those events.
I was talking with someone last night about getting a better speed loader.
The best speed loader is lots of magazines already loaded.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's for sure.
Don't speed load at all.
Santa's back.
Yeah, she's built. I mean,
so here's the big story that broke yesterday. Cameron can't say L's.
She couldn't.
I was trying to get her to say Cali instead of Cali, you know, and I kept. So I figured that was a word that she would be wanting to say, and I'd show her you put your tongue behind, and she wouldn't do it. And then all of a sudden yesterday she just started going Cali. So.
Just in casual conversation with her, I was talking, and she just said, Cali. And I said, whoa, you said you're L. And she started laughing hysterically and then just saying Cali over and over. And then the first thing she did when we got home is she wanted to tell everybody that she could say Cali now instead of Cali.
She really exaggerates her tongue behind her teeth.
Yeah, like she goes, Cali.
It was funny because she was telling Mom and I, she's like, I said it, and I said it, and I said it again, 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 and then I stopped.